Good morning. It's time for the Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. It's Thursday, June 28th, 2018. We have about 15 vessels on today's Columbia River ship schedule. In our marine weather forecast, we've got southwest winds, 5 to 10 knots, gusting to 15 in the afternoon at sea. Wind waves about from the southwest about 1 foot high at about 4 seconds apart, and west swells 4 feet at 10 seconds apart. And today we're going to be talking about migrants at sea and how that involves the shipping industry and rules about how you behave when you're a ship at sea when people are in trouble. So we'll talk about that in a minute. But first, let's take a look at our Columbia River ship schedule. We have 3 inbounders. We have 7 in the Astoria anchorage, including the Rice Island anchorage, a little bit upriver from Astoria, and 5 outbounders heading downriver and out to sea. Our first arrival in the river is the Frosty. She's a fish processor that comes into the river fairly often. She's at Pier 2 near Bornstein Seafoods, and she is a fishing vessel that's big. She's 135 feet long. Big for a fishing vessel in general, and she has the capacity to clean and freeze seafood on board, from what I understand. So this is a kind of a ship that can, it is a ship in a sense, a smaller ship that can do fish, what they call fish processing, and that's what it's called. So sometimes those ships do come into Astoria and dock at the port there at Pier 2. The Global Eternity is arriving from Mexico. She's headed for the port of Vancouver. Her cargo, I think, is copper concentrate. And she will be passing Astoria around 7:30 p.m. You might see her in Vancouver at about maybe 1:30 in the morning. Oh, and the Frosty should be in Astoria by about maybe 9 o'clock this morning, arriving at the port of Astoria. The American Endurance is arriving from Anacortes, Washington. She is a petroleum carrier. She is headed for Portland, and she will pass Astoria in the wee hours tomorrow morning and take her about 6 hours to get up to her berth, maybe a little bit longer. She's on the Willamette up there somewhere, so that could be 6 to 8 hours depending on transit time. In the Astoria anchorage, the Ascanius is headed out of the Astoria anchorage for Calama. She's going up there to pick up corn, soy, or wheat, leaving around noon, so about 5 p.m. you might see her in the Calama area. The Lara is leaving the Astoria anchorage for Vancouver to anchor again up there. She's heading out at about 4 p.m., so maybe around 10 o'clock tonight. She's ultimately headed to the Port of Portland to pick up potash for export. And we have the Calliope L, the Rodon Amarandan, the Ken Hu, the Seawind, and the Pan Unity awaiting orders in our anchorages. And the Rodon Amarandan's been out there for a couple of weeks, which makes me wonder if she's having some inspection problems or maybe just her berth upriver is just not available yet. In our outbounders, we have the St. Gertrude. She's a petroleum tanker leaving Portland around 9 a.m., maybe about 3 p.m. passing Astoria outbound. The Cape Island is leaving the shipyard at Swan Island. And she, if I'm correct, is a U.S. military cargo ship. So she may have been there either for a lay berth, which is a place where vessels can get a temporary berth to stay in, almost like checking into a motel for a ship. It's not their home port, but they sort of rent a spot where they can stay for a little bit. Or she could have been there for maintenance at the shipyard, as they do a lot of repair and maintenance of vessels of all kinds there. The N.D. Pistis is leaving Longview with soda ash on board at about 11 a.m., so about 3.5 hours later, you'll see her past Astoria. The Flipper leaving Calama, could be wheat on board there or some sort of agricultural product, heading out of there about 5 p.m., so maybe 10 p.m. you might see her running lights heading outbound at twilight time. And the ANSAC Columbia is leaving the Port of Portland with soda ash on board. You can tell it's soda ash by that acronym ANSAC, A-N-S-A-C, American Natural Soda Ash Corporation. Heading out about 6 p.m., so about midnight, maybe past Astoria outbound. Well, we've been hearing a lot about immigration issues here in the U.S. I wanted to share something about international events in that regard. I found this on the gcaptain.com website, which is a really great portal for maritime news. I'll just read as much as I can of this article to you, explain some things along the way. International shipping groups are calling for greater cooperation on a policy for migrants rescued at sea following Italy's move to refuse ships carrying migrants from entering its ports. the International Chamber of Shipping, which is, it's called the ICS. It is a principal international trade union for the shipping industry, and they represent, with their member companies, 80% of the world merchant fleet. So the International Chamber of Shipping on Monday of this week issued a press release saying the shipping industry is growing increasingly concerned about the new policy of the Italian government to close its ports to migrants rescued by ships at sea. The press release comes after a Maersk container ship, that's a big shipping line. We don't usually see Maersk ships here, but they're really big in the global market. The ship, the Alexander Maersk, diverted its course at the request from the Maritime Rescue Coordination Center in Rome to pick up 113 migrants in need of rescue in international waters off southern Italy last Friday. Now, there was a statement that Maersk issued that said the vessel was receiving timely support from the Maritime Rescue Coordination Center, who disembarked five persons from the vessel, mainly children and one pregnant woman, and delivered supplies to the vessel, such as blankets and food. As of Monday, the Alexander Maersk was at anchor off Sicily, awaiting instructions from government authorities there about where to disembark the migrants. And so here's a quote from ICS, International Chamber of Shipping. If correct, this refusal by Italy to allow prompt and predictable disembarkment from merchant ships which are complying with their obligations under international maritime law could have serious humanitarian consequences for the safety and welfare of hundreds, if not thousands, of distressed people, said ICS Secretary General Peter Hinchcliffe. If the policy is extended, this would have significant implications for the movement of trade in the Mediterranean, but the industry's immediate concern is humanitarian and for the welfare and dignity of those people who have been rescued and their need to receive proper medical assistance ashore. So, we're talking about maritime law here. Ships traveling in international waters are obligated to help people in distress under something called Safety of Life at Sea, the SOLAS Convention, S-O-L-A-S. It was created under the International Maritime Organization, which is a UN agency, around the time of the Titanic disaster. It's all about safety at sea, and it's been updated in subsequent years. SOLAS, that convention, further obligates governments to ensure that masters of ships provide assistance by embarking persons in distress at sea. And so they have an obligation under international law to rescue people who are in trouble on the water. And so ships frequently come to the assistance of vessels at sea, recreational vessels that are in trouble, other ships at sea. It's just what you do. You go out and help people who are in trouble. So on two occasions this month, Italy has refused humanitarian NGO ships carrying hundreds of migrants each to dock at its ports. The ICS is now calling on EU heads of government ahead of a summit later this week to address concerns raised by Italy to come up with policy that will ensure prompt and predictable disembarkation of migrants. So, boy, just wanted to share that. We've been hearing so much about immigration here on land. This is an issue that is being played out on the world stage as well and involves the shipping industry. You've been listening to The Ship Report, show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.